following paid program does not represent the views of North Shore 104.9.
Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you.
Listeners to this radio show should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company carefully before investing. The prospectus contains this and other information about the mutual fund, variable annuity, and variable annuity subaccounts. To obtain a prospectus, you may contact Friedman Financial or your financial advisor. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making a potential investment.
And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Welcome back to the final segment of Friedman Financial. Not final segment, I should say final segment of the day. We're still going on. We're kicking it. And this is year 8, I think, for us of Dollars and Cents here at North Shore 104.9. It's a delight to be here and to provide you with financial advice in a language you can understand to individuals, families, anybody who's listening to the show. Hope you're doing well this Sunday morning. It is back to work on Monday. Holidays are finally behind us. Hope they were good to you. Hope you had a wonderful time. It was nice to have all the kids home. And I hope you liked having the kids home. It's also nice to send them off and get them back to school and wherever they need to be. But lots ahead of us, and now I can just sit and wait for the buds to appear on the trees again, because winter is not my favorite holiday. I mean, a favorite season. Yeah, it's not a holiday. Winter is not a holiday. It's a season. Yeah, I want to move on. But anyways, how are you today? It's been a little challenging for us in the financial services business because of this new rule that just came into play called the Secure Act. It is changing. It will change pretty much the way everybody will handle the transfer of wealth from themselves to the next generation. The Secure Act also opens up a lot of other possibilities, like small business owners being able to offer 401k plans, but that doesn't go into effect for a couple of years. But the idea of you passing away and leaving money to a beneficiary with the expectation that they can just take out little amounts of money over time has just come to a complete halt. Imagine this. Perhaps you've inherited money from your parents or grandparents, and you have something that is called a beneficiary IRA, and you know that you have to take out a minimum amount every single year from this IRA. And you've thought, well, it's not so painful. It's a few $1,000 every year. I got to take it out, but I can stretch it. I can take out more if I want, but I only have to take out the minimum. Well, fortunately, if you've received those IRAs as a beneficiary IRA up until December 31st, 2019, you can keep doing that. But if you become a beneficiary IRA recipient as of January 1st, 2020 and beyond, you got to cash out that account in 10 years and pay all the taxes on it. That's pretty scary. Now, if you're a qualified beneficiary, if you're a spouse, if you're a minor child, if you're somebody who's disabled, or if you're the beneficiary of less than 10 years, there are some exemptions around there, some exclusions. But for the most part, if you're a child, if you're the nephew, if you've been left an IRA or a retirement account by someone that isn't your spouse, chances are you're going to have to cash this thing out quickly, and it's going to have an impact on your tax liability. Are there strategies around trying to limit what that tax liability is? Sure. Is it appropriate to share those on the radio? No, because it's so different for everybody. I'm just trying to focus on the general stuff, folks. But you cannot put yourself in a situation where you're going to be surprised about this. You have to be prudent. You have to be thoughtful in your planning. You have to be appropriate in making sure that the way in which you're using your money to support your retirement now is being used the right way. I see so many people that are minimizing the way they spend money so that they can pass on an inheritance to their children and then allow that to be an ongoing legacy that will provide income to them for years and years and years, and perhaps even to their grandchildren for years and years and years. Well, that can happen with some of your assets, but it's not going to happen with your retirement accounts anymore. That is about to change. Actually, it has changed. The rule is in effect right now. And you need to be thoughtful and make sure that you understand what you're doing in passing on money. You know, in years past, and several shows past, I've talked about the importance of giving with warm hands rather than cold ones. You've probably heard that expression before. I've used it here many times. I oftentimes think that parents are leaving this money and that when the kids inherit it, they do some crazy things with the money. It may be an opportunity now for you to have some thoughtful conversations with your children to say, maybe it makes sense to cash out some of this money that I have in my retirement plans. Now, yeah, maybe I'll have to pay a little tax on it, but perhaps my tax liability won't nearly be as high as my child's tax liability. Because when you pass on the IRA to them, not only are you creating a tax liability for them, you're adding a tax liability to what their tax liability already is. And by merging your money that they have to take with the money that they're already earning, you could be pushing them up into the 35, 40, 50% tax bracket. And someone's saying, wait a second, how could there possibly be a 50% tax bracket? I thought the highest was in the almost 40. Well, when you think about paying taxes federally, here in the state of Massachusetts, we still have a 5% income tax, so add that to it. You got to pay 7% of your income to Social Security up to the Social Security limits. There could be a Medicare surcharge, which is called the Obamacare surcharge. All of those things add up. You could be well over 50% if you start collecting all of this money. That's pretty scary when you realize how much money you're laying out in taxes right now. And, oh, by the way, if you were doing that, do you still want to continue to contribute to your 401k plan so that there's less money that's coming home? There's a lot of reasons to do what you're doing, but also a reason to understand what it is that you're doing so that you can be smart about it. At Friedman Financial, we look at every component of your financial life so you can understand the smart strategies to use to support your income today and to support your lifestyle into the future. I know most people that come to see us, and 65% of our clients are in retirement. Another 30% of them, that's right, 30%, 30 and 65, it's almost 95. Another 30% are about 10 years away from retirement, 10 years or less. So if you're in that window, we know what to do. We've been doing this for 52 years. We've been through lots of tax packages, lots of changes that have gone on. Remember, years ago, there wasn't such a thing as a Roth IRA. You could only contribute to a smaller amount to your to an IRA years ago. There were different rules. The rules keep changing. It's just that simple. And if you're not staying on top of it, many people still believe that I can gift $10,000 a year to anybody, and that's the limit. Folks, it's not $10,000. It has been $10,000 for a long time. Those numbers have changed. You have to be prepared. You have to be ready to go. You have to know your stuff, or at least leverage somebody who's knowing that stuff for you. We are the experts. We understand what's necessary and what's likely to happen in your situation if you follow the path that you're on. See, one of the things that I love about our financial planning software that I've shown to many people who have come into the office, and they love looking at it every single time they come back for a review. We give you a snapshot of where you stand today. We also show you some modelings to say, if you continue doing what you're doing, here's the likelihood of what's going to happen. Will you run out of money? What's the tax liability going to be? Where are we going to take money from? And then we run what-if scenarios. Someone says, well, I was thinking of retiring at 56 years old, but I'm not going to be able to collect Social Security until 67. Do I have enough money to fill the gap in between? Or how much money do I need to make between 56 and 67 so that I don't completely deplete my assets that I already have while I wait for Social Security to kick in? Wouldn't it be nice if someone could model that for you to give you a sense of what that looks like? Look, a lot of people say, I've been with the company for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, and I'm sick of it. I want to retire from this company, but it's not that I want to stop working. I just want to do something different, something that I enjoy doing. And I know I won't make as much money, but the pressure will be off. I won't be responsible for so many other people. I'll just do my job, get in, get out. I'll have it all done. And a lot of people who are in their late 50s and into their 60s are thinking about that. And even people who are in their 60s and going into their 70s, they say, I'm going to be done with my job, but I'm going to take on what's called an encore career. Something else that I can do that I'm just excited about. And some people will just say, I want to volunteer, or I want to spend my time doing good. Or maybe it's, I just want to work at Market Basket and bag groceries and just say hi to people and make my life really easy, but just be part of something bigger. Whatever it is, we can help you model that so you can see what's necessary. Because one of the things that I feel very confident in is that you're going to look at your statement that's going to come to you, your investment statement that's going to land in your mailbox in the next week or two. And then that statement is going to show you what the value of your account was on January 1st and what the value of your account is on December 31st. And you're going to go, oh my God, look how much money we just made. Depending upon, of course, how your money's invested. But look, the average portfolio that's balanced 50% in the stock market, 50% in the bond market, easily did a double-digit return in the teens. Wow. I mean, and some people did more. Look, the S&P 500 finished the year almost up 30%. Now, you didn't put all your money in the S&P. You built a portfolio that had some stocks, some bonds. You built an appropriate asset allocation portfolio. No one's complaining about a return that's in the teens. But should you expect that as the performance numbers moving forward? Folks, we got to be realistic. In fact, Bob Dahl, who's Nuveen's chief equity strategist and senior portfolio manager, puts out a report every year that many people in the industry look to say, what's Bob's 10 predictions for the year? And I pulled out Bob's predictions in 2019. His 2020s will come out in the next week or two to see what his predictions were in 2019 and how right he was. Well, he wasn't bad. He wasn't really wrong, but he wasn't exactly right either. And that's one of the things about economists. Some people have a favorite economist and they go, well, if he said it, this is what it must be. Well, folks, economists like weathermen, you know, if they get it right more than 50% of the time, they keep having a job. If you're a baseball player, if you can hit a ball 30% of the time, you're an all-star. So we have to be careful about what we're leveraging our advice on. You need to get advice that is geared for you. Not what the public says, not what the media says, not what your social media feed says, not what your colleagues say. Someone that takes a look at your personal financial situation, understands how you spend money, how money comes into your house, how you're going to use it to support your children and your family, and all of the other outside factors like having to take care of mom or having to give waiting for inheritances that come your way. Whatever it is, you need to have someone take a look at that big picture. Put you in a place so that you can plan appropriately for the years ahead. The Secure Act, which just came into effect on January 1st, is a stark reminder that we need to do something now. You need to do something now to make sure you're on the path to success. Give our office a call, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit my website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, to E's and a D, financial.com. We're there to help you. Let us be there for you. I got to get out of here. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Thanks for tuning into Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial.